I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080.
I want him touching the thing.
To take a guy that won't be ready to play for at least 4 years.
What up?
It's chicken.
I think I gave the guy $20 for yanking me out. If you pull harder, you're just going to rip something important out.
That's the longest shaft you can have.
So simple, it just might work.
My wife likes wiener, and she likes old wiener.
I think before she goes, someone can slip it in.
Have they ever done studies on people who have been married like 5 times or more and what type of people they are? Is there science on that?
I do know that the divorce rate gets worse the more times you get married.
Right.
Do we need science for that, or do we kind of know who they are based on all the marriages and divorces?
Well, you know what?
Kind of what I'm getting at.
They're just people that believe in love. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're insufferable. James Cameron married 5 times, by the way.
Yeah, he married Linda Hamilton, right?
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I think he was hitched to her when they were doing Terminator 2.
I'm seeing here that Avatar 2, 3, 4, and 5... are already in the works from the studio?
Yeah, supposedly he's making, like...
Oh, my God.
What?
They've been talking about that forever.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a whole series of them that he wants to make.
I don't know if he's made them or if they just haven't been released or what.
I don't think so.
I thought, remember, they were saying that they were doing a second one as the first one was out. I seem to remember them saying that. But
I just know that it's long been known that he has...
Well, he's a douche.
That he has multiple that he's doing. Also married to Catherine Bigelow, a Academy Award-winning director herself. Not anymore, but...
Is he married again, James Cameron?
I don't think so. If it is, Susie Cameron was the last one that I see on here, and he was in married in 2000. I don't know if they're still...
2000, wow.
...hitched or not.
That's a lasting love.
I suppose.
Yeah, I think they're still married, it says here.
We'll see.
Yeah, look at that.
Good for him.
Figured it out.
Hey, only took you, 4 or 5 times. Would that be a red flag if you were, something,
yes,
God forbid, happens to Nurse Nice?
Yes.
And Isaac Ropp is single and ready to party.
Yeah.
You meet a gal, and we're a little long in the tooth.
Big red flag.
Got some gray in the beard.
Yeah.
How many marriages would, because obviously one wouldn't freak you out at our age.
No. Divorced.
Two?
That raises a bit of a flag.
That she's been twice failed.
More than three, you're out. You're out.
So yeah, I would say that two would be the limit of acceptance, but two is like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's look at you. Let's point the finger at you.
What if she's smoking hot a la Halle Berry, though?
Seven.
I was going to say, I think this is a real sliding scale thing.
What if she's smoking hot Halle Berry and you know she's going to divorce you eventually? Did you still get married?
I'm out.
Because Halle Berry's been divorced several times. So has Jennifer Aniston. I think it's a real sliding scale based on hotness.
They're all insufferable people.
Well, apparently Jennifer Aniston's like insane.
Well, so is Halle Berry. They're hard to... Why do you think they've been married 17 times?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I even think before you got married to them, you would already be sick of their ass.
100%.
Like, let's say you were dating that person for a year and they were like, let's get married. Also, you would already be tired of their nonsense.
I don't care. I would happily be ex-husband number four for Halle Berry. Sign me up. Where do I do that?
I also think they're very manipulative. That's how they get you to marry them.
Probably.
After
I don't think Halle Berry has to manipulate anybody. I think she just says, do you want to get hitched? And everyone's like, okay.
Okay.
And then you find out that it's a disaster. But it's a hell of a disaster. I'm sure the plane crash at the end sucks, but the ride is wonderful.
What if it's not, though?
Yeah. What if it sucks? What if it's just like, man, you suck?
What if she's a dead fish?
She's not. I've seen Monsters Ball.
Exactly.
Haven't we all?
Wouldn't that be something if she acts like that?
I've actually never seen that movie. I've just seen that scene.
During sex scenes, but she isn't. In real life, she's like,
what? Like, what is happening?
I saw your movie. What is this? You laying out on me?
Shut up. Be happy you're with me.
That's called acting, Isaac.
Acting!
Believe me, if she was with
me. This is the real me.
If she was with me, she would 100% be acting. If you look at her track record of men, something tells me that I'm not high on that list.
That's a good joke.
She All tends right. to date very handsome, chiseled ethnic men.
Well, we only have one
not
more.
Me.
We only have one more segment tonight because Oregon basketball is coming up.
Yes.
I have a story that has many, many red flags. Okay. And it frightens me. This story frightens me.
By the way, I watched the trailer for that Winning Time. It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a full teaser trailer out, like 2 minutes long. It looks
When's
really good.
When's it start?
It doesn't say. I just watched the trailer on YouTube. So obviously, it's got to be somewhat soon because they have a lot of footage. Also, Adrian Brody plays Pat Riley.
Yes.
And Jason Segel is Paul Westhead.
Okay. I don't remember what. Paul Westhead?
He was the coach before Pat Riley.
But I just don't remember what he looks like. Now, Adrian Brody as
Riley,
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love Adrian Brody. That guy's so good.
And they've got everyone. It's a pretty good cast when you go through everybody here.
Not Will Ferrell, though.
Not Will Ferrell. And John C. Reilly does look phenomenal as Dr. Buss. And the clip starts out with him and a random hot laying in bed talking about, you know, that he's getting ready to buy a basketball team. That's the intro to the teaser trailer.
All right. Maybe red flag story, maybe not. Next on The Fan. This is a pretty good one brought up here by one of our texters. You meet a woman who is like a 12, right? She's smoking hot, but she owns snakes.
Yeah, you ignore it. It's fine.
How many snakes before you're out? What if she has 100 snakes? Every time you go to her house,
this is a very different answer for one here who is terrified of snakes.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to draw the line at 2. I was going to ask, are they in separate cages? Is that what they're called, cages?
Just everywhere around the house.
Because if there's like 9 different snakes in 9 different, what do they call them?
Well, cages. I don't know. Aquariums?
Yeah.
Glass cases?
Aquarium.
A glass case of emotion? I don't know.
Yeah. Then that's one thing. That's worse than if there's like 3 snakes in 1 case.
For a 12, I could overlook just about any amount of non-venomous snakes. Venomous snakes? I'm sorry. I can't do it.
What if the anaconda sleeps in the bed with the two of you?
Well, no.
No, that's...
I'm out.
Yeah, that's, you can't do that.
But that's her only snake, but it sleeps in the bed with you.
Now,
and she's a 12.
There's no way I could sleep.
No chance.
I'm sorry. The level of high,
I mean, she promises you that it doesn't do anything.
No.
It's just sleeping next to you.
No.
No, she's out. Can't
Occasionally,
do it.
it'll slither its tongue out and tickle your face.
Yeah. Sounds great. Nothing to worry about there.
No, there's just no way. Eventually, my lack of sleep would you know, because there's no way you're going to bed. Eventually, you just become fried and you have to leave. There's no other way.
And finally tonight, Jason, count the red flags, okay?
Okay.
In this story. I'll give you the red flag story. A truck crashed in the United States involving the transportation of around 100 monkeys to a laboratory.
One.
Has sparked infection fears that has sparked infection fears after a woman who came in contact was warned over diseases.
Oh boy. 3.
The test monkeys were on their way to a laboratory in Florida when the truck crashed into a garbage truck on Friday near Danville, Pennsylvania.
Seven.
With four of the primates escaping.
Eight.
Nine, 10, and 11.
So basically, this is going to be the end of us all.
The incident allowed four monkeys confirmed to be macaws the chance to make a break for it as they managed to escape their containers.
We're all dead.
According to Fox 56 Wolf TV.
What? Wolf TV?
Three monkeys were captured and humanely euthanized.
Whoa.
What?
According to the American Veterinary Association guidelines, but the reports only sparked further concerns.
So one monkey still on the loose?
The incident has fueled reports of the monkeys carrying an infection after a woman was warned as she stopped to help the animals, believing they were cats.
We're all dead. We're all COVID is no
believing they were cats.
Exactly.
COVID is no longer a thing, gentlemen. We've moved on to the monkey flu. 100%. They're not telling us about it. It's a government-run thing. It's from Florida on its way to Pennsylvania. We're all dead.
Michelle Fallon from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Danville said that this woman should monitor her health for any type of symptoms of an infectious disease. She said, I have anxiety, so I just know I'm going to be a nervous wreck for the next 31 days.
Wow.
That's also a red flag. That's oddly specific.
Yeah.
31.
They know about this.
Not 30.
Yeah, they know exactly what's happening here.
Okay, so guess what? I have a follow-up to this. So one of the monkeys they captured three of them.
Yes.
And killed them.
And killed them. One of the monkeys was still out there, and they put out this APB, like, don't mess with the monkey.
Yeah.
Well, they found the monkey. It was in a tree, scared Esalas, and so, of course, they euthanize it.
I love how they said humanely, whatever. I guarantee they blew that thing out of a tree.
So guess what? The follow-up is that the woman who thought they were cats, she has a cough and pink eye.
What?
What?
Great. We now have monkey coughs and monkey pink eye? What, they got the monkey eye right on your eye?
The woman who stopped to help monkeys in truck crash, now feeling unwell. That's the headline.
Oh, my God.
Now, there is something in this where if you get so stressed about feeling sick, you'll start to feel sick and show symptoms.
And she did
say
she was very,
very anxious.
Anxious.
Oh boy.
So she has begun a course of antiviral drugs and treatment to prevent rabies. The last of the four escaped monkeys was accounted for late Saturday. One of the macaws, which are known as crab eating or long tailed macaws, was found in a tree.
Why is that a red flag?
Well, crab eating? That's a little weird. Pennsylvania residents have been warned not to engage a crab-eating macaw that escaped from a truck carrying 100 of them to a lab.
But a regular macaw, that's okay.
Yeah,
the crab. Hey, are you a crab-eating macaw?
Nah. We're a lobster. Ah, you're fine then.
What, do you just, like, bring crab meat and see what happens? Like,
apparently it's rubbing its brown eye on your eye, though. It's spreading monkey pink eye everywhere.
Crates with live monkeys were strewn across State Route 54, 130 miles from Philly.
It is a good
kind of convenient that the city this happened in had a CDC office.
Well, that's probably where it was headed.
Well, you said it was headed to Florida.
No, it was going to Florida.
No, that's true.
To be researched and experimented on in labs.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing I wasn't around, because if I did see a highway full of monkeys, there's a good chance I'm getting out. And then I'd have the monkey pink eye right
now. Well, yeah, somebody else said they thought they saw a cat run across the road. And they're like, wait, that's not a cat. That's a crab-eating macaw.
I can see maybe, because they do walk on all fours.
Yeah, I mean, from a distance.
I can see from a distance where you would think
they're not very big monkeys.
No, I could see where you think that was a kitty cat.
So there you go. There's your red flag story. We counted 75 red flags in that story. Look, and you're right. We're all going to die.
Is there any doubt that eventually one of these animals... Look at how poorly we've handled COVID, right? And I get now that there's been a bunch of people that have died. We're up over, what, a couple hundred thousand now? Maybe like 700,000-800,000, which is a lot of people, but it's still like way less than
1%. More than a couple hundred.
A couple hundred thousand, I think.
Aren't we at like 600,000 or something like that?
I think it's like over 800,000.
Let's look.
Are you talking about U.S. or what?
U.S. So what would eight of something be? That's not a couple. A handful of thousands?
You know what I would have said? I would have said just short of a million.
Yeah. Just short of a million.
There's a big difference between 100K and just short of a million. Exactly.
Well, I didn't say 100K.
He said a couple hundred, but it's still, listen, you're wrong on this. You said a couple hundred thousand and it's 800,000. That's not even close.
This is my point here. 800,000 people have died over something that is
871,000.
Where not a lot of people die from it. It's less than 1%. Imagine what happens, and look at how piss poor we handled it. Imagine what happens when the monkey flu gets out and it starts killing 10% of the people that catch it.
Well, what
now
if
we're
it's,
all dead.
What if it's just pink eye, though?
Yeah, well.
Did we handle it? We probably handle it better. We don't want pink eye.
This is something that I have learned.
COVID,
from,
I don't care about.
From COVID is that we can't handle
There's
anything.
There's going to be goggle mandates now.
Right. I'm going to wear the Kurt Rambis goggles.
Yeah. No one fart on anyone else.
Yeah. We can't handle anything. God forbid something that comes along that actually kills a big percentage of the people that get it.
All right, that's our show. Great show today. I encourage you to go back and listen to that show in its entirety because there was a lot of greatness out there.
Yes, there was.
It wasn't all greatness, but there was a lot of greatness in there. And we might even just replay that show tomorrow. Or we might not.
Yeah. Tune in to find out.
Oregon, Colorado is coming up next. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
I am a monkey fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!